This is a HeadGum Original.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
I know that this road has been very hard. And yet here you are, building this magnificent family.
What's going on in that head of yours?
Something little bee said it. He said, Dad, you're not afraid of anything. But I am. I'm afraid of losing someone I love.
Dominic Toretto, you're about to learn all about fear. You built such a beautiful life, filled with love and family.
I never got that chance.
You stole that from me. My future. My family. And now, I'm gonna break yours. Piece by piece.
Winning used to be about winning. We raced for respect. Today, I raced to stop the bloodbath.
That's the problem with having such a big family. How do you choose the ones you save?
You will never be able to break my family.
I'm John Gabris.
2 years ago, we worked our way through the Fast and the Furious franchise with the help of fellow newcomers and superfans, and now we're back with the newest installment of the franchise, Fast X, which is in theaters now. We're gonna fucking spoil it, so if you don't want it spoiled, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, hold off. Just put this, bank this episode. Come back to it once you've seen it, like a grown-up.
Thought or, never occurred to me. I was like, we're just gonna
figure
spoil
it out.
It.
Just do not shut this off. Just keep listening and be ready to get fucked.
Sorry, be mad about it.
Yeah, who listens to a podcast about a movie and is like, they better not spoil it? Come on.
I don't know, fucking idiot.
Because there's a lot to spoil about this movie.
There's so much to spoil.
It features some of the classic Fast things that we love, including Resurrection.
I love a good Resurrection. I saw it with a friend who had never seen any of the movies, and I just leaned over and I was like, she's supposed to be dead.
Tiffany's like, she's in this? I'm like, she's been in five of them or whatever. Yeah.
Which is so funny. Okay, Gabers, give me, what are your initial thoughts about this movie?
I loved it. But I'll say it's not as good as other ones, but it didn't matter.
Correct.
I thought it was like markedly worse than some of the recent Fast. And Fast 8, I didn't love. Fate, I didn't love.
Mm-hmm.
9, I kind of came back on a little
Nine,
bit.
9, they sent black people to space. I loved it.
I love the callback to it. This guy's an astronaut. But this one felt like a little, I didn't enjoy it as much.
Okay.
I didn't care about some of the characters that they introduced.
Okay.
But I will say, Momoa elevates this movie.
My friend was wearing gaucho pants. He had colorful nails. I loved
every... You had a scene with two dead bodies.
It was painting their toenails.
Yeah.
Gabrus, I squealed. Every time he was on the screen, I was screaming. I went to Look Cinemas in Glendale, and I was very upset that nobody clapped every time a character you know and love was on screen.
Every time they introduced someone, I went fucking ham. And
by myself.
The way I would lean over to Tiffany and be like, that's Han. Like, she's like, shut the fuck up. But it's real, like, Momoa really elevates the movie because he's bringing an energy we haven't previously seen from anyone. And here's what it is. Even when Cypher was on as a bad guy.
Yes.
Momoa has brought the most feminine energy to the bad guy yet.
And I really loved it and appreciated it. And he was having so much fun.
He was arguably
around Rome.
He was having more fun than anyone in the audience of the showing I was at. But I was having a blast watching him. He was having a blast. He was ripping off the Joker a little bit.
Oh, see, I don't know that.
Oh, yeah. Well, someday.
One day.
One day I'll watch a movie. But he really leveled the movie up.
Yes.
Like, he was like kind of. It's not hard to come across as electric with the rest of that cast, you know? The power of their woodenness, we've talked about this.
It's
it lets
wild.
You go. And you know who else was, I thought, one of the strongest parts of the movie? Your boy, John Cena.
John Cena was so good at
he
it!
He was so fucking funny. Like, and he's with the kid the whole time.
Yes, and I was like, do I need to watch a movie with him and a kid? Like, just doing a road trip?
They have to make a movie
it
where John Cena is with a kid, because he has the perfect energy of, like, he's so badass and terrifying, but he's so capable of goofiness.
Yes.
And I think Momoa showed that as well.
Yeah.
But Vin Diesel, zero goofiness.
Oh, because he's a serious actor.
But did you see that clip? Did we talk about this yet? The clip of him and Tyrese on the red carpet in Rome?
No.
They are, like, yacked out of their fucking skulls. They are so fun. And it's like, we came to Rome because of Romans. Like, if I'm Roman. And Vin Diesel's not talking in the Toretto voice. He's talking what must be his real voice.
Which is a little pitched up.
It's a little pitched up. It's a little, and it's a little giddy. He's like, yeah, we're having fun. Like, and they're like giggling with each other. We'll watch the clip.
Oh. We have to. That's the best. There's a new video of him singing. I think he's singing to Demi Lovato or like Selena Gomez.
Oh.
Where I don't even think it's the karaoke version. I think he's just singing over the vocals.
He's good.
I love Vin Diesel.
I love Vin Diesel.
Also, I wish Vin had let us be surprised that this is not the last one.
I know. I wish, like, because the movie, we'll jump to the end here real quick. The movie ends on a huge cliffhanger.
Yes. And
almost a court, like in a funny way, in a way that made 50% of the theater cackled when the movie just ended. Because it's crazy where they end it. There's like a lava waterfall coming down a dam.
Yes.
Fucking huge explosion. It's like,
and then
out.
It just like, out. And you're like, wait, what? And then we get a Marvel scene after.
Bro, we get two Marvel scenes.
Wait, two?
Because we get Letty and Cypher leaving with
with Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot, Giselle.
Who dies after being thrown off a plane.
She's
in
the third member of the crew to die and come back.
Letty, my favorite is Letty dying. And then for a whole movie, Vin Diesel fucks the whitest woman he could find in Rio de Janeiro, has a brown child with that white woman.
With Elena.
With Elena.
We meet Elena's younger sister. Everything is so family-oriented that we meet everybody in the Nobody family, everybody in Elena's family, a dead character from one movie. We're going to learn, like, Jack Reacher, who's playing, like, the fucking triple agent. He's the guy.
Wait, who's Jack Reacher?
I don't know the actor's name, but he's the giant Jack Blonde. Who
the one who was there in Rio de Janeiro on the
other
side.
A bad guy, then a good guy, then a bad guy again.
Yeah. Boy, that was tough to follow.
That was tough to follow.
And it happens in, like, 3 seconds.
Yeah. They do. I will give them credit. They do a great job with retconning, which means retroactively changing the continuity.
Mm-hmm.
But adding Momoa to the scenes from 5
was great.
Was so fun.
It was so fun because it was like all the shit that you hadn't seen. And 5 is arguably the best movie for me. It's number 2.
Which is your favorite?
The first one.
Oh, okay, yeah. One rules. 5 is my favorite as well.
But 5 is like where it takes off, and it's
5 is where it its first step into the new genre of movie it has become.
Yes,
into where like Marvel
this
cars.
Is insane. Yeah, Marvel cars. At one point, my friend was like, "What is he doing?" And I was like, "It's Nas." And she was like, "Okay." And I was like, "It makes the car superheroes."
Yeah. It's magic juice that you could have in everyone has in a car. And by the way, every plane in this movie has 3 cars inside of it. It's always like, all right, we got to head here. It's like, do you have the plane with my fucking Chevy in it? It's like, yeah, of course, Vin.
Of course we do, Vin.
We're not going to leave you without a car.
And I love that his dad's car has made it through so many movies. This car has been dropped from planes. It has driven off bridges. I think it gets destroyed in 5.
I think it keeps getting, like, it's always like back with his... Oh, you know what else I thought was fun about this movie? It started with this, the Corona brunch, the Corona barbecue at home.
Yes!
Every movie ends with the Corona barbecue. This
they
one kicked it off.
Yeah. They couldn't end with it because the movie didn't end.
Yes, right. The next one will end with it.
Yes.
Right? Oh, man.
My God. Oh, and then The Rock, when at that like final scene, I was the only one in the theater who went, ah!
Dude, that's so funny you say that, because in the beginning of the movie, when they go to, I guess, Rome,
yeah.
when they go to Rome because Roman and Tej are on their own mission,
yeah,
and Scott Eastwood, Mr. Nobody's son, so Mr. Nobody
pretty.
Jr., he's so handsome, so unnecessary to the film. It's like, it's funny. It's almost like they need him because he is a white guy. It's like the first movie.
Oh,
it's like the
where
first
they need white people.
They're they're like,
this
shit.
It's too diverse. And we have a fucking Pete Davidson where we don't know what he is.
No, exactly.
So we can't count him as white.
I think the most amount of ethnically ambiguous actors ever have been cast in the Fast franchise,
my God.
Right?
The ethnically ambiguous Avengers.
And Vin loves it because he can make anyone his family.
Yes.
It's like it could be a black guy, an Asian guy, whoever. He's like, it's my brother. John Cena.
As much as
Vin
I love
Diesel.
John Cena, I was like, that's your brother?
The fact
and
that,
it's Jacob with a K?
The fact that it's Vin Diesel, John Cena, and fucking Jordana Brewster are the three. And this is the three so far.
So
this movie
far.
Will introduce a fourth Toretto sibling. I guarantee
so.
It. Yeah. Scott Eastwood showing up in that truck in the beginning of the movie. He eventually has to like dive out of the truck. He gets hurt. We don't see him for the rest of the movie. That truck pulls up. That's The Rock's. That's Hobbs's truck.
Yes.
So I go to Tiffany. He's not even supposed to be in this movie.
That's what I said to my friend.
And then Scott Eastwood gets out and Tiffany's
and like,
huh? And I'm like, no, I mean, I guess he is supposed to be in this movie. And then at the end, I'm like, this is what I was talking about. And Tiffany's like, I am so bored. And I'm like, yeah, it's been 2.5 hours and we're getting a 2B continued. You are right.
No, she is wrong.
Agreed.
I truly screamed when The Rock appeared on screen and nobody else in the theater could care.
It's so funny that means that it was marketing, that they were in the news saying that they hated each other.
Yes, but also...
But that makes it fun. That makes it goofy and silly. It makes it like... And The Rock knows what he's doing here. Makes it like professional wrestling.
It does, where there's like rivalries
and drama.
And I love that there's drama. It's, man.
I will say, the coolest thing, I was a little blue balled by it being a sequel, like by it being half of two movies. But they were able to kind of spread the action around.
Mm-hmm.
We got like one Statham scene. We know Statham is going to go rescue fucking his mom, Helen Mirren.
Yes.
And that's going to be a dope scene that
it's
we know
gonna
we're going to
so
see.
It's going to be so fucking fun.
We know we're going to have a Han and Giselle reunion.
Yes!
We know Cypher is going to play into this movie in some way. She's
yes.
like kind of becoming a good guy now. Even though she killed the Vin's baby mama in front of Vin.
Front of Vin.
Killed his kid.
Yes.
Put a gun to the
in
kid's head.
In a perfect scene where she asks him something and the answer is family. And it made me laugh so hard. She was like, what's most important to you?
Family. Would you believe it's family?
Family.
I loved, while we're on Cypher, I thought this movie was one of the best uses of Letty yet.
Yes.
Her fight with Cypher was awesome. Her
it's
motorcycle
so cool.
through Italy was cool
was
as
really
hell.
Cool. Yeah. I loved when she escaped and then it's like Antarctica or whatever and she's just like, fuck. I was like, oh, so she does react to things.
Yeah, she does have emotions.
She does do more than just scream, Dom!
Also, she's not young anymore. This is the hottest she's looked.
She looks great.
She looks her and like the scene with her and Charlize fighting. Tiffany looked over at me. I was
it
like,
it was so good. I was like, oh my God, they're so pretty and they're hitting each other. I love this.
I was like, I hope they're friends at the end of this. I hope they scissor.
I hope this fight ends with them just coming.
Let them come.
Please.
Please let them come.
Also, the costume designer, for whatever reason, was truly just having the time of their life. Every woman was in white pants. I don't know if you noticed that.
And so was Vin, as always. Vin pops in with his white pants.
I love those white pants. Also, Rita Moreno was in a head-to-toe white ensemble with just like a big belt buckle.
It looked awesome. She had a Corona popping off them. It's like, great grandma is here. And you're like, what the fuck?
But they acted like she had been there the whole time.
Yep. That's what I like about these movies.
The whole time.
Yeah.
And then I was like, so that's the grandmother of John Cena?
Yeah, that's John Cena's grandma is Rita Moreno.
It's perfect. Perfect.
Also, were you laughing? The hardest we were laughing in the movie was when Jordana Brewster, who looks like she maybe weighs 79 pounds.
Oh, when she started fighting?
And she's fighting all those guys in armor. And like, yes. John Cena's upstairs fighting the same yes. amount of guys. And it's like, this
I was
is a little
screaming.
Confusing.
It was so funny to me. Jordana Brewster's parts in this movie are funny to me. Because
I feel bad for her in a way.
Why don't they give her any...
Because I guess the plot is kind of like, she's with Brian.
But also it's insane.
Everyone is dead and come back to life, but Brian is not dead. That's the thing.
Brian is not dead, but he is dead in real life. And then named his son after a living friend.
Lil B.
And then I'm like, why doesn't Jordana Brewster, what's her name in the movies?
Oh, fuck.
Mia.
Mia, yes.
Why doesn't Mia bring her husband? Why does she leave him at home? Why doesn't he come?
It's so funny that we're all okay with it because, like, I think Paul Walker's death is the best an actor's death has ever been handled in a franchise.
I honestly think
Carrie Fisher got fucked over. Even Mark Hamill, who's alive, kind of got fucked over uh-huh. in The Mandalorian. All these actors get...
Because they, like, CGI their faces onto stuff,
yeah.
right?
And this was, like, the only CGI face we saw of Paul Walker was his brother.
Was his brother playing... Yeah,
and
which
then,
is, like, a sweet tribute. I sobbed when they drove off in separate directions at the end of 7. I was weeping.
Same. That's like one of the most powerful parts of any of
it's
the movies.
So good.
And also showing this flashback to 5 lets Paul Walker be
live
in the
again
fucking movie.
And live in a way that's authentic because it's like it's footage of real him.
We're not adding it. Yeah. This has already happened. Also, that's kind of like a cool thing because that money goes to his family.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like, and his daughter's in the movie.
Oh, yeah?
She's a flight attendant.
That's fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm. That scene was wild. Where she just gave him a little mini bottle, gave Cena a little mini bottle of vodka, and he's like, I know exactly what to do. Yeah. We gotta go into the baggage bin.
Where I have a kayak that turns into a plane that we see for 1 second and never again.
It's perfect!
They land it by a cave and get in the rocket car.
They
John Cena is like off like fucking a mad professor just inventing shit behind his back.
I love it. It's literally just perfect. Also, I want pictures of Jason Momoa's outfits.
Me too. I want to
buy
them. I kind
of want you to dress like that.
That's sort of what Tiffany was saying, too.
I was like, this is Gabrus. I was like,
yeah,
I
it's like a
love
like,
this.
That would be like me if I had someone who bought clothes for me. You know what I mean? Like, uh-huh. if I got to the level where they were like, what do you want to wear on the red carpet?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, this kind of shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Because
like, it's like
the
lounge
blouses.
Singer. It's kind
yes.
of androgynous
yes.
and loungy and like all... And like recreational and summery, but also like cokey.
Yes, very cokey, very Miami.
Everyone's clothes in this movie are fucking awesome.
Yes.
The one thing
yes.
this movie wins every time is locations,
yes,
clothes,
uh-huh.
and music.
Because it's always places
Gasolina.
You want to go to. Come on, gasoline.
They fucking, when that's, whoops, I broke the mic when that started happening. I lost my mind.
I love that song so fucking much. It was so pumped
it's
to chant Gasolina.
Such a good song. Okay.
Should we take a quick break?
I think we should take a quick break! Remember in 2018 when Border Control separated thousands of refugee kids from their parents and deported the parents back to their home countries while keeping the kids in the United States? Well, believe it or not, 6 years later, there are hundreds of families who still have not been reunified. Although we as a community may feel hopeless at times, I recently learned about an organization called Al Otro Lado, which works to reunify families. They provide holistic legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the U.S. and Tijuana through a multidisciplinary, client-centered, harm-reduction-based practice. Since 2018, they've reunified over 100 refugee families ripped apart by Trump's zero-tolerance policy. Once reunited, Al Otro Lado helps each family to find legal representation, housing, and counseling that they need in order to heal and get on their feet. Imagine having your child ripped from your arms and never knowing when you'd see them again. We can't let family separations go on. If you're like me and believe that families belong together, join me in supporting Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode, or go to gum.fm/charity to donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. eltrolado.org/volunteer.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery right now, where would I put it? Ooh, I mean, I'm kind of looking to connect with friends. I'm also looking to retreat a little bit and be by myself. It's hard to know exactly what you need at any given time. And it can be so easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, especially with social gatherings picking up so much. After the winter, the spring is here. Well, what's the right amount of socializing for you and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I started therapy when I was about 30, and it was so helpful for me for learning about myself, learning about boundaries, learning about my relationships with other people, and how to deal with other people. There's so many things you can benefit from therapy. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/newcomers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/newcomers.
All right, now we're back with the Toretto Gazzetto.
No fucking way, we're still doing that. I love that.
Our weekly news segment is back. Okay, The Rock returns as Hobbs in Fast X after vowing to never come back. We said that. It's in the post-credits scene. If you didn't see it, you missed a return of The Rock, and his name is Luke Hobbs. I was excited. We talked about it.
He's a huge addition to Five. I'm stoked to have him back, especially in this situation because we got a lot of Rome and Tej and Han in this movie. So I think we're going to see more of like Hobbs and Letty. Like they're going to spread it around. And Hobbs threatening Hobbs is like very exciting. So now, and you know Statham's going to grab his brother.
Of course.
Who's like in like a couple of the movies.
What?
Owen Shaw. Luke and Owen Shaw. Luke and Owen Shaw. So they're going to get him. There's going to be a variety of crews.
Yes.
And with Reacher being like a right-hand man at the end, it gives you like, The Rock and people can go after Reacher and Toretto can go after Dante. Like, it's going to be like...
It's as if you've written the movie.
Someone has to.
I wonder if this is already shot. I wonder if they shot it concurrently.
I feel like this better be one of those, it's a 1 year away.
I really hope so. I don't want to wait 2 years for Fast X2.
X One?
X?
11?
X 11? Oh, is it X 1?
It's XI for sure. Honestly, I have major Rock fatigue.
Okay.
I'm kind of tired of him being in every movie, and he is kind of, I loved him.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a little too sexless and like unthrilling as an actor. But this is the franchise where everyone is weirdly sexless and unthrilling. And he comes in and he comes across as a fucking gangbusters in these movies.
He's
so I'm excited for him to come back not as a lead.
I agree. I did really love Hobbs and Shaw. I'm one of the few people who loved that movie.
You are one of the few people. And I can't believe it was like made for me and
I thought it was so fun.
I bet you if Hobbs and Shaw came out like 3 months ago and was the first we saw of it, it would be, everyone would like it. I feel like we were in a little bit of a fatigue moment with it.
But I thought it was so fun. I brought Sashir. Afterwards, she was like, that movie was fun as hell.
Idris Elba is like a cyborg killer at the end of it.
He's a beautiful cyborg. I was like, I love this. This is for me.
Now, The Rock coming back is huge news.
Such big news. And also, right before he crushed the cell phone, I screamed, crush it.
You knew he was going to crush it. It was so fucking awesome. He crushes everything.
Oh, I loved it.
But I think the Gal Gadot return, the Giselle return, is... bigger in-world news, real-life news is that The Rock is fine with working with... But that's what makes me think The Rock is going to be off against Jack Reacher.
Mm-hmm. And they don't have any scene.
They have, like, one scene together in one day. Yeah.
Also, Han was sad in this movie.
Han was sad.
He wasn't his, like, usual charismatic self. He only ate a little bit.
He only got one snack one scene. Snack. Yeah. That was a really fun reveal in the Statham scene where he was punching a heavy bag and then later the heavy bag unzips and someone was in there that he was beating up. That's fucking crazy.
That made me laugh so hard. Yeah. And nobody in the theater was laughing. And then when he like ran up the stairs and they left that in, I was like, that's funny.
That's funny, yeah.
Guys, we're having fun here. This is Fast and the Furious.
And I thought that Roman, who I love to make fun of, that the movie chose a male model to be the comic relief.
It is very funny.
But Pete Davidson is a buddy. Rome shines in this movie. And Pete Davidson is legitimately a funny guy.
Yeah.
And Rome and Luda, to a degree, they hold their own. I like their dumb banter.
I like their dumb banter, too. I like that the you want to drive, you get to drive. And the little... With the little head,
I cackled.
That was very funny.
I slapped my thigh three times when they revealed the little Tej head on top of the remote control car.
Yeah,
that worked.
I think...
Rome having the cash shirt on, that made me laugh.
That was very funny. I love Pete. I was like, why? I know we're doing cameos and that's a fun time, but this one was, it felt like wasted.
Well, and then he also ended up being like a rat too.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not fun. I want Pete to be a hero.
Yeah, I want Pete to be part of the family. Yeah.
I want Pete, the better joke would have been like, now Ramses is dating Pete because every beautiful woman
wants
that meets
Ramsey
him wants him. Yeah.
I forgot about Ramsey. There are so many characters in this franchise.
Dude, when Scott Eastwood, when that truck pulls up, I'm like, The Rock. And then Scott Eastwood gets out. I'm like, right.
Like,
and then I'm like,
yeah.
And then Brie Larson shows up, who's a huge star.
Yes.
And she's like, I'm 15th on the call sheet and I have two lines and my name is Mrs. Nobody. That's fucking, Brie Larson is like Academy level actor.
She's an Academy level actor. She's Mrs. Marvel or whoever.
Yeah, she's Miss Marvel, Captain Marvel.
Whatever.
Little Lady Marvel.
She's
Baby Girl Marvel.
I'm
the Marvel baby. I need breast milk. I need magic colostrum.
I need.
From Thanos.
I was going to say something and then I got confused. I was going to say blue milk, but I think that's Star Wars.
That is, but look at you. We're blending all three newcomers franchises into one here.
I know things.
All we need is some Lembas bread.
I don't know.
That's Lord of the Rings.
Oh, God.
Sorry. I think you did that, right?
We did. And I know you love it, but like, I just don't get it.
That is completely.
Those fucking hobbits and their feet.
I am. I just don't get it. The feet. Dude, let's talk about one sequence in the movie.
Okay.
When Dom, because this happens in every movie, and it's one of my favorite parts of the movie. They always have to show Dom go to some Central or South American country.
Where he's friends with everybody.
Where he's friends with everybody, maybe is the same ethnicity as everyone, but no one will speak
but
to it.
We can't talk about
it.
So
when he goes to Rio for the street race, and then his boys are there, and then like... The girl is there who hates him, who we reveal later is Elena's little sister, but she's currently Dante's girlfriend, and Dante shows up.
Wait, was she Dante's girlfriend?
What? She like went over to him when he showed up, maybe.
But I thought he was trying to like hit on her, but she didn't want it.
I truly did not understand what was going on at that part. But him, when they all pull guns on each other, I was like, I leaned over to Tiffany. I'm like, how funny it would be if these guys just murdered, like if 150 people died in this sequence. Because they do, the movie does such a great job of like, the bad guys have on such intense armor. Mm-hmm. So when they throw anyone out of a car or something, they always show them land.
Yes. Well, they also say, I think they said it in this movie, they were like, a bomb went off in Rome, no casualties.
Right, somehow.
They always
because they
make
got
sure
it into water.
Like, nobody's dead, but these are the most wanted terrorists, and they're all family. But you were absolutely right. They're like, we are not killing people here. That is not the Fast and Furious
way. Everyone put your guns away and let's just race.
We just got to race.
And how come it's a four-person race? And how come those two people get to be in the race? The race is like for Vin to stay alive or for Dante to go to jail. And it's like two more people are like, oh, well, we're racing too.
And then Dante's like, who gets to live? And I'm like, how did he have the time? He is the most flamboyant person. How is he putting...
I know, especially because like halfway through the movie, we find him get his crew, but he's like, finally I have an army. It's like, wait, well, how'd you get all this other shit done?
In the beginning.
And then that dude, and this is the power of the fucking franchise. That dude who we've seen in like three other movies, who I can't place his name.
I don't know his name.
He dies, and it is kind of sad. And that because nobody dies in these movies.
Wait, did he die in a plane? Wait, how did he die?
He died because his car blew up.
Yes.
And then Vin was able to save Elena's sister by knocking her so that she flipped.
So she flipped and it was on the side and it didn't blow up. That was very, I was like, wait, what? And also, it reminded me of like almost the exact same scene from, is it 3?
Where they flip over to knock the mine off the bottom of the car. They do this exact move in a different movie where they go upside down to knock something that's like tracking them or going to make them blow up. I forget what it happens. And it's the same exact thing that happened.
I just love
it. Makes sense that it's crazy that they don't repeat a lot of stuff based on how like, yo, this actually really worked last time. Let's just do the dune buggy thing again.
Yeah. I do love that they used 5 as a template because I think that the safe is the best thing I've seen.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's so smart to show that again because it is the best action set piece they did was that safe at the end of 5. So rolling it into this movie is, so you get to revisit the, it does point at later on when they're doing the rolling flaming bomb, how that ball that was on fire rolling through Rome, bumper carring around.
Yeah. My favorite was all of the people on vacation. It would get this close to them, and they would magically get away from this bomb rolling towards them.
Or about when Vin Diesel, when Dom Toretto knocks the awning down to protect the people from the flaming bomb?
Having, what's it called? Cafe al fresco dining outside.
Right.
And he shields them. Oh, man, that was... This movie is perfect.
There's a video game called Rocket League, which is like soccer with cars, and that's literally what they're doing. Like, they like must have been inspired by the video game, which is like a kid's game. They are, I will say, something I don't like in modern action movies is digital fire. I think it looks really bad, and this movie has a lot of the fake on that bomb and at the end on the dam that like... visual effects fire doesn't look the same as like something really burning.
I guess I've never quite clocked that.
Yeah, take a look next time you're watching one of these modern movies. See what real, because I have an advantage. I watch a lot of like 70s, 80s, and 90s movies, and you see like a real, even in the worst fucking 90s movie, if a car explodes, it really explodes. And you're like watching a Netflix movie now where it's like just like a digital, or it like happens off camera because everything's inside in a Netflix movie or whatever.
Have you seen the movie? Oh, God, what's it called? It's like the, it's Sylvester Stallone and he plays a bomb expert.
Oh, yes. The Specialist.
Yes.
He did the How Did This Get Made on it. Yes.
I watched it again. It's so really fun. Good.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
I think all of those explosions are practical.
Yes.
And
that's what makes
the
movie so much richer than you could imagine.
I agree.
Yeah, it really works. Even in like, you know, puppets versus like digital characters, like the puppets hit different because there's like substance to them. You can tell.
This movie takes place in so many different places. Brazil, California, Rome, Los Angeles,
Antarctica, Naples,
Rio, London, Antarctica, Portugal. It's absolute, and so much happens in this movie that like I forgot. Like I was just like, wait, what happened?
On the drive over here to the studio, I was like, oh shit, we gotta talk about this movie. Let's remember some parts. And it started coming back to me, and I was like, there's whole, you know what just came back to me? I'm like, how did Cypher get in this movie? So flashback to when Dante.
Yes. And that's great.
That's awesome action sequence.
That was
the guns
so
turning
fun.
On and off and
yeah,
all that.
Where it was like, all of your families will die unless you kill her. And they immediately are like, you. And I was like,
it's really fucking cool. And then he kills the one guy who has no family. He didn't even have
that's
a little kitty cat.
Very funny.
Ice is one guy.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so good.
But she.
She arrives in a DeLorean.
She jumps out of the window of this building to stay alive. And then off camera, she gets into a car.
A DeLorean.
And like, I got to get to Dom's house.
A DeLorean concept vehicle. Because it's not a real car. Drives on over to Dom and is like, I need help.
Trust me, I don't want to be here either.
She interrupts Letty and Dom having a sexual, non-sexual encounter. Where they're like
the most sexual the movie gets, with the exception of their wedding, where they like hold the cross together. They like that's like that is coming for the Toretto family is just passing the rose,
just passing it.
You have to keep faith.
Faith, family,
faith, family, and fucking the three F's of the franchise: Fast, Furious, Faith, Family, fucking. That's what it should say outside the marquee of the next show you and I do together.
It really, really should.
Another funny part of this movie that I wanted to call out is There's that sequence where he goes to the old police station from Brazil. Oh. And when he goes in there, Dante's
it's
got...
It's just screens of Dom.
It's all these screens of Dom and pictures of Dom. And even when we see Dom's workspace in the garage, there's all these pictures.
Uh-huh.
And it's really funny when movies do this, when the pictures are just shots from the movie. Because there's a picture of Letty behind the wheel and through the windshield. I'm like, who took that of her? There's a picture of Dom and Letty at their wedding. And they got married alone in, like, the Dominican or whatever. Yeah, who took that?
The on-set photographer.
Yes, it's from the DP. It's a screenshot of a previous movie.
Also, in Dom's workspace, there's a picture of Brian. And I'm like, but Brian is still alive.
Yes, it feels weird. It's
very
like,
strange.
He never comes over anymore. He's hanging out with his kid, whose name is Little V.
Is it?
No, I don't know. Little D?
That's so funny that you could say that. I'm like, oh, I missed that part.
Well, yeah, because you might have.
Because it could have happened.
Let's talk about Lil B for a minute.
Lil B.
Does anyone get more facial reaction shots in a movie than Lil B? This is my impression of Lil B.
And my friend was working hard.
A dozen times throughout the movie, he gets this shot. As cars just sail over him. And me and Tiffany were talking about the drive home. I'm like, that poor kid had so much work to do. And Tiffany's like, what else would you do in that situation? And I'm like, you're right. You would just go like, whoa. And that's what it is. His dad is like flying out of cars.
This kid has seen violence that most adults haven't seen.
Well, the craziest part about the movie, Lil B being in the movie. I know we keep saying the craziest part, but the movie easily out-heightens itself the whole time. He pulls the lever at one point in Jacob's fucking cannon car and shoots the cannon that has got a bad guy driving in it, and the car blows up.
Little B murdered.
Little B, yeah, and it was a bad guy, but Little B is
a murderer
and has killed someone, yes.
And then watched his uncle die.
I know.
But the movie's like lost all stat.
Like, you're like, everyone's just going to come
back
to life.
Everyone just has to come back. Right. I was like, I do have a note for the director. I was like, you could have told Cena that you were spinning him around because he was just kind of static in the car as it's just moving around. Right. And I was like, that's a choice. But
I was kind of in this movie, which I thought didn't have the same emotional beats as previous ones.
Yeah.
That's what I thought was missing. That made it a little weaker. But I thought that...
Okay.
Momoa brings it up in like an energy level. Mm-hmm. I thought that the
Cena and Lil
Cena,
B.
Cena Lil B,
was
that
so
moment.
Good.
That's the emotional heart of the movie.
I loved it. Every scene with them.
I feel like this is crazy to say. I feel like Toretto didn't get enough non-action stuff to do.
That's not crazy. You are correct.
That's what I think and that's why I'm hoping the sequel has way more of it. Because that's the fucking magic of the movie that people forget is that like all the dumb action is fun, but it's weirdly grounded in the emotion and the family and the love shit that Vin brings that I don't think he was bringing as hard in this movie because they have to pay off like 44 characters.
Yes.
44 huge movie stars.
Yes.
That each there are 18 people in this movie that will lead their own movie within
We have a fact. I think there's like 4 Oscar nominees or winners in this movie, which is really fucking wild. Yeah, 4 Oscar winners. Rita Moreno, Charlize Theron, Helen Mirren, and Brie Larson.
All women.
All women, yep.
Well, dudes are cast on their fucking shoulders,
yes,
and women
like,
are cast on their actual acting talent.
How pretty are you, sir? And they're like, very, very pretty.
Fuck, you're right. Portugal and London, we forgot. We left off the list of how many places they act.
It's wild.
Fucking A. Oh, yeah. Oh, and the dude's name who dies, so I'm glad I get to call it out, is Diago.
Diago.
Yeah. And
Pete Davidson was in London?
Yes. Which is funny because he's like an American guy.
Yes.
Like he doesn't have a British accent.
This is so funny.
Because they go there and then they get kicked out of there and then they're like, we have another place we can go. And then they go to Shaw's and it's like, they have like three, that's the side story and they have like a 3 false starts over there. And then when they go to Shaw's, Shaw's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, he's like,
Here's all my guns and shit. That's going to be so, Helen Mirren, absolute fucking smoke. This movie is so full of attractive people. It kills
me. She's stunning. I love her so much.
Absolutely.
Everyone
beautiful.
Is so hot in this movie.
Everyone is so hot. Everyone looks really cool. Their styles are really popping off. Like people get like Tiffany called it out. She's like, everyone's in Versace, Gucci,
yeah, everyone
and like
great.
Everyone's in like top shelf shit the whole movie.
Yeah.
And like, this is what I think budgets should go to.
Yes.
When you watch a movie like, forgive me, Netflix originals, but The Gray Man or something like that, it's like
The Gray Man.
Exactly. It's a Ryan Gosling, Chris Evans movie. It costs like $300 million to make. It doesn't look anything close to what this movie looks like.
It went to their salaries, probably?
Probably. It went to the Russo brothers. And it was just so rich.
Oh, they did Civil War.
Civil War. Where the North fought the South, famously in the Silver War.
It was the gold against the silver.
Yes, they made Civil War and Avengers Endgame 1 and 2. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. They were talented. They made some good shit. I think they got maybe overpaid or out of their box here. But this movie is in locations, in these spots. It's also driving in this huge desert thing. When they show these wide shots, you're like,
it's
fuck.
Nuts. Yeah. It's great. I mean, all the Rome stuff was so fun.
So
and
rad.
That was like on location, right?
Right.
It
has to be. And they're like the Vatican, like bringing the Vatican into it. It's like
it's going towards the Vatican.
like the most elevated stakes for a guy who wears a cross everywhere. We can't kill the Pope. You,
the Pope's in there.
The
He's
Pope
family.
Is the original family. Yeah, exactly. We all said the same thing. That's the Pope. He's and family.
Dante.
In the next movie, a guy shows up and rescues him randomly. He's got the big hat and the fucking sports.
He's in
the
Pope mobile.
It's bulletproof. Isn't it crazy also at one point the back window of Vin Diesel's car gets shut out and you're like, you don't have bulletproof glass. You're flying out of fucking planes.
Yeah, out of planes. You were smashing this car everywhere. Like, you don't have shatterproof windows. Also, Dante, I like that the villain is also like, family?
Well, that's what makes him a great foil.
Because
he's
got murdered.
It almost makes Dom Toretto understand where he's coming from.
Second movie, they probably will be like, I get it. I took your family away.
Join the crew. Okay. You're in Fast 12 and 13 with us now. Like, this movie just rolls bad guys onto the crew. I think
they really do.
Cypher's
going to
be the hardest one to get on, though.
But she's going to.
She's going to. Because Statham actually didn't kill Han.
Yes.
Because Han ended up being alive, Statham kind of got a pass.
Yes.
Fucking Cypher did kill Elena. Elena is dead.
Yeah, you are correct.
So, like, that's going to be a hard one to get. That's Lil B's birth mom.
Maybe in the movie, it's like every couple of lines, like, you murdered my son's mom. And then Letty's like, but I'm here. And he's like, yeah, you're the original family.
Right, family. Yeah. I keep forgetting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the golden God's eyes in this. Oh, yeah, that's where
they roll in a lot of stuff from previous movies and, like, add this, like, God's Eye having stakes.
Yeah.
And now that gives everyone has a reason to want to be in this movie, which I think is very cool. Roman is mad that he got duped and risked his friends. So now he's pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Toretto is pissed for
obvious
he doesn't have
reasons.
To be fucked with family.
Yes.
Giselle is going to be back. And Han is going to have to rescue her, or vice versa, is what I really
think. I think it's going to be vice versa.
Yeah, because Giselle is Gal Gadot's a better action star.
I just love Han so much, and I don't understand why he was so sad during the movie.
I know. And Han, you know what it is? I think Han's gap in the movies, he aged a little more than I think, you know what I mean? So
he looks a little older.
He looks a little older than.
Yeah.
Because the thing about Han, though, is he looks realistic.
Great. He looks great.
He looks like an adult man.
Yeah.
Everyone else is like, there's shots of Toretto where I'm like, this dude is airbrushed in post. Like, it's like.
Yes, they definitely.
He's too smooth.
I think he's got a filter on.
Yes. He's got like bald filter where like they don't let him have any like pockmarks or like stubble or anything.
It's
he's just too
wild.
Smooth. Yeah.
It's
like Larry David's head on Curb. When you watch Curb, they put makeup on Larry David's bald part of his head, and it makes it too smooth that it's like
that's
funny.
So funny. I didn't know that.
Next time you watch Curb, just look how smooth Larry's head is. It's like it's preternaturally smooth.
Never seen Curb one day.
Oh, fuck. Well, they should cast you is what they should do.
I literally watch nothing.
I know. Watch 90 Day Fiancé so you can talk about it for money.
Hey, listen, you got to turn your hobbies into something lucrative.
You're talking about guys got an action movie podcast and a cannabis podcast. Yeah, I turned everything I love into.
I learned from the best.
All you have to do is make everything you love work and then you love nothing. Then everything you do is for monetary purposes.
Then you're
because
like,
you need to stay alive because the world is fucking falling apart and you need a bunker. Everyone needs a bunker.
It is falling apart.
It is. And it's because of fucking Dante's got the God's eye. He's got Dante. The bombs on the
He's got everything. He's got the gaucho pants. He's got all the nail polish.
I like in the packet under awards, this film has not been nominated for any awards yet. Yeah, yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
I mean, Dom has a very interesting speech at one part. Is he talking to Helen Mirren? There's a part where she's in Rome and they're like looking at the Vatican.
Yes.
And she's like, Dom. Da-da-da-da. And he's like, da-da-da-da. He has a speech there, right?
Yeah, I think so. The movie is long and has 100 speeches. But yeah, because that's kind of where he the only person he has left is Helen Mirren, because everyone's been caught at that point or whatever.
And that's the plot of another. Is that the plot of Five? Yes, yes, that's the huge plot of Five where they're like enemy number one.
Yeah, and they got to drive. This is like it's so funny. When they're labeled as terrorists, shouldn't someone be like, should they show someone in their house, go, these people are terrorists again? They were terrorists, then they were here. They were terrorists they like were 4 years ago.
4 years ago, and now we're okay, we and now them? They're bad again? Yeah. God, that's so funny. All right, I think we covered...
We covered all the cameos, right? We talked. Yeah. Gal Gadot shows up. I think that might be the same nuclear sub from earlier, but I thought they blew it up in a previous movie. It's either a callback to a previous nuclear sub, or it's the second submarine in the Fast and Furious franchise.
Which movie is that? Eight?
Seven or eight? It's the Cypher one where they get the submarine.
I think it's eight. I think Cypher comes in eight.
That's the one where The Rock leans out the car window, grabs a missile, and turns it and throws it into another car.
What a dream.
Rome snowboards on the car door. Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of fun shit in that one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely eight.
That's eight, yeah.
It's so hard to remember all of them.
Bro, please. They all blend together. My God. It's one through five are the only ones I can truly tell the difference from. And then six through mark
they
are
just
all blend together.
Blend together. Yeah. And I was trying to explain to my friend, I was like, oh, people come back from the dead. I was like Han died in three. And she was like, what? And I was like, and three comes after, I think, six?
Yeah.
Or five? I don't remember.
Three happens between five and six or between six and seven or something like that. Which in timelines. Yeah.
So funny
to me. It
makes
no fucking sense.
I fucking love it.
Who will be the... And I didn't see the guy, Alan Ritchson, I think is his name. The guy who is Jack Reacher, who plays like the sidekick guy, Agent Ames.
Oh, is that his name?
Yeah. He wasn't like in trailers and stuff, was he?
He wasn't in trailers.
Neither was Pete. Those guys were like.
Yeah, they were surprised. They were the only surprises of the movie.
Right. But I'm wondering, that means they're setting a precedent that there's going to be some like, here's a positive question for you, Byer. Who would you like to see, or who do you think makes the most sense to pop into Fast 11? Not join the crew and roll
no,
in.
No, but just like see them.
Yeah. Pete's a good call because he's kind of like zeitgeisty.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. But who would like...
Bowen Yang, I think, would be such a delight.
Holy shit.
And would be so funny.
Honestly, the movie needs a gay person.
Right?
Yeah.
There are no gay people.
I think we might be hinting that Dante might be. Like, I like that.
I don't know if Dante is. I think he might just be an effeminate man who doesn't care.
I think he's like... You know these guys are a little dated who are writing and working on these movies. I think they're like, Dante should be a metrosexual.
Yeah.
Using words you haven't heard in forever. Yeah.
And then the costume designer was like, all right.
Fine.
This? Okay. Yeah. And they're like, oh, this is metrosexual
got
now?
Got it.
And she's like, yeah, 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 whatever.
Just shut up. He's cool. Yeah, that's all up. It is. He's got
apparently,
taste.
The scene where he's painting the toenails of the dead people was improvised. And to me, I said, why did you set up some corpses? Not give him a script.
That feels so crazy. It's like, or like even that, like, oh, hold on. Yeah, let me get two of the guys made up as dead bodies. I got a good
riff. Oh, yeah,
maybe
here. He said that.
Who knows? It must have been like he was going to be on a call or something and then reveal them. And he's like, I got some other shit I can do here. Because that's one of the most electric scenes
in
the movie.
It's really funny.
Yeah, it really
works. I was
works.
Like truly laughing. So he did so much funny stuff. I was like, we got to put this man in comedies.
He's got it. Momoa's got it.
Is he? He's not a wrestler, is he?
No. He was from Game of Thrones. That was his pop-off. He's Khal Drogo in Game of Thrones.
You know I don't know that.
I know.
I've never seen a Game or a Throne.
Well, you have till season 11 of Newcomers. You'll probably end up watching Game of Thrones at some point as HeadGum keeps bringing you guys back. Like, you guys are like the fuck. Oh, the other thing they keep saying in this movie is Mr. Nobody's on a trip. So you know, yes, Kurt Russell's coming
Kurt
back
Russell,
in the next one.
I love that he was like, I won't do this one.
Right. But
if you give me a little bit in the next one, I'll come back for just that.
Yeah, they clearly set him up to come back.
Also, Brie Larson could have killed Dante. So after they're like on
the bridge.
The bridge.
Yeah.
She comes up behind Dante with a gun for like minutes, is standing there until he turns around and shoots her. And I was like, what? Ms. Nobody? The fuck?
She's a total badass. Like, even her plan to like help get Letty out just gets Letty to sit with her arch nemesis.
Yeah, and she gets just beat up. Yeah. Also, I love when what's his name? Agent Ames or whatever, was like, zoom. And then she had the crucifix in her
hand. Yeah, he's like, enhance. We have to go. Make a way to Rio now. He's just always in the plane shouting. Yeah.
So many things are coming back to me. I think they're like in the van or whatever. And Vin's like, or Dom is like, you got to buckle up for what's to come. I was like, how did he know?
Yeah.
How did he know?
And it's really crazy that sequence, that guy doesn't know, but then it's revealed he's Dante's guy.
Yes.
So that guy did know. So he should have been like, whoa, how do you know?
Yeah, how do you
like,
know?
I know what's going to happen.
I know exactly what's going on. What the fuck? That is so funny.
That's what makes a lot, like, they had to shoot him in his bulletproof vest from mm-hmm. the chopper to like help. That when it's all revealed at the end, it's like he should have just slit Dom's. They do a good job of Dante going, no, he must suffer before dying would be like a relief.
Most of his lines are, he has to suffer before I take his family.
Right, because it's the only way to justify not just killing Dom in like the 45 times they've encountered each other in the first half hour of the movie.
Ugh. Yeah, they've been together so many times.
No, if he wanted him dead, he could have just iced him at any moment.
Instead, he's like, you must suffer.
You must suffer.
Oh, my God. Him skipping at some point, I think it was in Rome.
Yes.
I laughed so hard.
He's like, nerds?
Yes.
Like, and I need some people to...
Come on, nerds.
Even when he was like, during the ball bomb sequence, he's kind of like...
Dancing around, yeah. Conducting.
It's a lot of fun.
His hair looks fabulous. He's so fucking pretty. He's
a good looking dude.
He was married to Lisa Bonet.
I know, two of the hottest people alive.
So hot. I would pay good money to watch them, honestly, just cook dinner. I don't even need to see any nudity.
I want to do a separate podcast where you and I just list celebrity couples we would want to watch fuck or cook.
I mean...
I got a list ready to go. Joe Manganiello and Sofia Vergara.
Yes!
That's like Godzilla and King Kong.
Oh, my God.
That's a hot couple.
Yes!
Right? Dave Franco, Alison Brie, if you want the little version of what you have over there.
I would be curious.
I'm curious. They're little cuties. But
little cuties. I would like peek through a window, but maybe not stay for all of dinner.
But Momoa and Bonet.
Oh, God, I would watch them for days.
Yeah.
Are they still together?
No, I think they just broke up. But I might be wrong.
But honestly, who else are you going to find?
That's what's crazy, too, is like, who do you go to?
But I guess Lisa Bonet had Lenny Kravitz, and you're like, well, who else are you going to find? And then she found Jason Momoa. So I'm scared of who she's going to find next.
Yeah, God, it could be me. If this trajectory continues, I might have to date Lisa Bonet next.
And I'll have to bring it to Tiff. I'll have to be like,
I'm sorry,
you got to just let him go. You got to let him go. It's Lisa Bonet.
Jesus, that's why Zoe Kravitz is so fucking gorgeous.
She's
her parents
so pretty.
Are Lenny and Lisa Bonet. Uh-huh. Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's why she's so fucking
good
hot.
Jeans.
The good jeans. Yum, yum, yum. Do you drink Diet Coke?
I do not, no.
Oh, interesting.
I'm not a big soda fan.
I had a theory that only fat people drink Diet Coke.
It does feel like, I feel like Diet Coke goes hand in hand with fat people and cigarette smokers. See a lot of, I'm all of them.
I am. She's fat. She loves. I am trying so hard to quit again.
It ain't easy, fam.
I did it for a year. I quit for a full year because I read this book, The Easy Way to Quit. I think I got to read it again.
People say that works well.
This will be the third time I've read it. The first time I got to the end, and I was like, oh, I think I want to quit. So I stopped reading it.
Oh, that. So
second time I read it, and I was like, I think I'm good and done forever. So I think I'm going to read it a third time and hopefully be done forever.
Yeah, that would be good. We don't need You don't need five checked boxes in the what will kill me category. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we have enough.
That's, I have so many.
I was in a situation recently where some friends were, some people, they're not my friends, but they were doing a little nose nachos.
Oh,
and I was
sure.
Like, someone's like, Gabrus? And I was like, no, I'm going to leave one thing off the list of shit that kills fat people.
The heart is already pumping a lot. It's working
I'm already sweating and we're in air conditioning. I don't think, and I'm already talking more than anyone else at this party. I do not need
honestly,
the fucking yak.
That is very funny. Yeah. I don't think I'd ever want to see you uncooked.
No, no one should.
I think it would just be really upsetting.
I would just talk until I died right in front of you, which is already how I'm going to go at a party in front of you. Might as well not be now.
And like, everyone's like, oh, just leave him be.
Just let him
like,
go. No, he went out going the way he wanted, screaming about Fast X.
God, I love this movie. It was written by Daniel Mazzo and Justin Lin, directed by Louis Leterrier.
Now, how crazy is that? Because Justin Lin
was supposed
directing.
To be directing it, and then I think for a week they had no director.
He got a huge kill fee to walk away because the rumor is he got like a huge contract.
Uh-huh.
That was like, look, I don't want to do another movie. Vin is too, like, he has too much power. It's too hard to work with
uh-huh.
him. And they're like, no. This is what I heard. So
Ooh.
Forgive me
Ooh.
If I'm speaking out of turn. I will do every rewrite Vin wants to do on the script.
Okay.
But once the script is locked,
it's locked.
I am shooting. I am the director when we get on set. And in like the first week, it just wasn't that dynamic. Oh, and so they were like, no, we promise. And he goes, but if Vin breaks this, I'm going to walk away and I need a huge kill fee. And they were, so I think he got like his directing fee for two movies. Because he's supposed to direct the sequel, too.
Yeah.
I think he got his fee for both those movies for 1 week of actual production. I mean, there's a ton of pre-pro, and he co-wrote the movie
and all that.
The guy put in effort. But he is a bit of the magic of what made the movies bounce
back. I think he's a great director, because he did five.
He did five, yeah.
And maybe the movie would have been better if Justin Lin just had his way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's like, five was so good. It's the best in the franchise. They base it off the best in the franchise, and he knows it.
Right.
So it's like, maybe he did write a great movie.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. That's the thing. Like, but I'm sure Vin is the magic sauce. He knows it, so he brings it. But like, I think Vin needs to be like just 5% less powerful, and then it'll be fine. Because he is the thing that gets these movies made. Like, he's unstoppable.
He's great.
He's literally the meta of the movie, the fact that, like, the actor Vin Diesel is kind of unstoppable in whatever he wants to do, translates so well to the character of Dominic Toretto.
It's truly perfect. Someone was shitting on Vin Diesel, and I was like, I loved him as Groot. He was a tree that just said, I am Groot.
Yeah.
And I cried when he said, we are Groot, power.
Holy shit.
Powerful.
You saw Guardians of the Galaxy 3? Not for work?
Isn't that in? No, I haven't seen this. That's the one that just came out.
Yeah.
Does he say we are Groot in that one?
Oh no, he says we are Groot
in the first one.
Oh, in the first one.
When he turns into a big ball of sticks.
Well, spoiler alert! In the
he
third,
he says we are Groot in the third one.
No, he says I love you guys.
No. I have to see it.
You
now.
Have to, yeah. And Vin is great. In Saving Private Ryan. He has a small part in that. He's very good. And he's very good in the movie Boiler Room.
And you know how he got that part in Saving Private Ryan? I've never told you?
No.
He did a short film.
Oh, called Ambiguous.
It's like multifacial or something.
Yes. It's like...
Where he's not black enough. He's not white enough. He's an actor and he's auditioning.
Yeah, multifacial. It's like a pun on multiracial or something like that. Or biracial, right? Yeah.
It's pretty good. He's a good actor.
He is good. And he's when he's a serious role, he's good. I don't think he could ever be humbled and like return to
normal.
Like, he's gone the route of like Stallone and Schwarzenegger where they can't do anything that isn't like directly in their wheel. Schwarzenegger to a lesser degree. He makes some choices, but still.
I think Paul Scheer said this on that podcast that I did about The Specialist, that Schwarzenegger once tricked Stallone into doing a bad movie because he said that he was attached to it.
That
was like, I want it.
And that's how he got Stallone to be in Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
What?
Arnold got the script, thought it was so bad, didn't want to do it.
Uh-huh.
He's like, but I know it'll get Stallone to want to do it if I say I'm going to do it. So he started to say it. So Stallone thinks he stole that movie from Arnold and that ends up being a fucking bomb that sucks. And if you've ever seen that movie, it's insane. Like, Stallone is like a crazy cop, and Estelle Getty plays his mom, who comes to stay with him while he's in the middle of like solving a huge case. Features a sequence in which she washes his gun in the sink, and also another sequence where she rips the blanket off of him, and he's sleeping in a child's pose in tighty whities, like presenting his asshole. It's bananas. I should just send you that visual, just that one
you
clip.
You really should. That's truly wild.
That's the kind of important information I could bring to an episode of Newcomers about Fast X.
It is wild that you have seen so many movies.
My brain is broken.
No, I don't know. I think your brain is a beautiful
It works
thing.
For what it's got to work for, I guess.
Do you want to make your mom smile? Start Mother's Day with flowers or surprise her with gifts from the brand she loves. And guess what? It's delivered with the same day with DoorDash. Get 50% off your next order of up to $15 when you spend $15 plus on your next flower, convenience, grocery, or retail order now on DoorDash. And the promo code is NEWCOMERS. Listen, moms are a gift. I know that best. So give her the best this Mother's Day. Select from hundreds of expertly crafted bouquets to the best of tech to self-care essentials delivered right to the door. Get 50% off your next order up to $15 when you spend $15 plus on your next flower, convenience, grocery, or retail order now with the code NEWCOMERS. That's NEWCOMERS. Order using DoorDash today. Terms apply. Get a Mother's Day gift as unique as she is with DoorDash.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay, we're back. So Fast X had a budget of $340 million. This movie was released 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And has already made back the money.
This movie was released 5 days ago from our recording, but from this episode aired. I just want to say that's how fucking on top of it you and I are. We have already
seen it.
And before we even and we asked to do a Newcomers, we were like, should we ask to do Newcomers?
We're going to go see it. We're going to see it anyway.
And everyone's like, content is all that matters. Let's go print it.
But it made $344 million worldwide. Critically, film not well received. It has 54% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oof.
Richard Roper gave the film 2 out of 4 stars, saying everyone slips comfortably into their roles. That's a good thing. And does what they can with goofy dialogue and death-defying logic-defeating stunt sequences. All right. Many critics praise Jason Momoa.
I think there's a line in the movie from Agent Ames, and he's like, if it involves cars, they've done it twice or whatever. They've been to outer space. They've been to this. They've been to that. And if it involves cars, they've done it twice.
I laughed very hard. I enjoyed this movie. It's so funny. Okay. So audience members, they like it. It has 85% on Rotten Tomatoes. And I think that's more on par with what this movie is. Okay,
family is said 22 times in this movie, apparently.
Beating F9's total family count by 15.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
And then, yeah, Paul Walker's daughter, Summer Walker, had a cameo in the movie. She's a flight attendant who helps Jacob and Brian get away from the agency. Let's see. Oh, for a week there was no director. Michelle Rodriguez said that when she and Charlize Theron filmed their fight scene, no principal director was on set. They had a second unit director. That's wild.
That makes sense, though, because that's a kind of sequence that is directed by, like, the fight choreographer.
Yeah,
and
I guess you're right.
But that scene is fucking fun.
It's
crazy how bad they beat each other. And then I really do think it's funny that Letty's climbs the whole pipe, gets upstairs, it's too cold, comes all the way down, Cypher's like...
And then Charlize is like,
here,
you
bitch,
want a jacket?
Here's your boots. Yeah.
Okay.
That was my edging sequence. I can't wait to get that on home video so I can fucking crank it to those two beat the shit out of each other.
I think for the next one, I think I'm going to watch all of them and then like
roll into
it being like, I'm fresh. I know everything that's going on. I might even watch Hobbs and Shaw again.
Look, this is so obnoxious, but I want to come over and do
You want to do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, let's get fucking a bunch of drugs and just watch 10 movies in a weekend. I'll leave like twice.
Perfect. I'm very down to do
let's
this.
Let's do it. I'm
okay.
in.
Okay, this is great. I'm very excited. I do wish I didn't know that there was another movie coming until the movie. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, and I think that's a problem with a lot of stuff is that you know, like even with TV series, mm-hmm. I hate when I'm watching a show and you know like... There's
it's like, oh, is yeah. already renewed or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
But
I wish we were going into this and then it was a surprise that there's going to be a Fast 11 in like 18 months or whatever.
Because yeah. I tried really hard to like be surprised. Like when the movie ended, I was like, oh, and then I started laughing because I was like, yeah, we all knew.
The crowd cackled when they just like look up at the dam that's on fire. The dam, we should say that.
That is CGI.
That Dom just drove down.
Yes, just drove down.
And like a ramp while fire is pouring over the side, fire mixed with water because it's being blown up. Uh-huh. Because two oil tankers crash into each other.
Yes.
Causing a wave of fire.
Yes.
But then when they get down to the bottom, just somehow survive. The kid gets out of the car. Like, yes. I love that the kid swims up. Everyone is like an insane athlete.
Yeah. Everyone ends up in the water. They swim to the top. And then they're like on the rocks and they look up.
They look up and then we see those mines that were on the cars now are all
There's
over
like
the...
There's five of them.
Oh, and right before that, fucking Ames shot a bazooka at Roman's plane and
Roman,
Tej, and Ramses didn't die.
Yes, they didn't die, but we're led to believe that family's dead. His brother just died.
Who was flying that plane? They are dead. Because you know these motherfuckers are going to come driving off the mountain. Yes. Because they all had their cars in there with them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They probably, parachuted their cars right before they got hit. Because right before, Ludacris was like, oh, no. So, like, they knew it was coming.
Yeah, they knew something was happening. He says, like, Rome, it's a trap or whatever. Yeah. That just reminded me, I know we're jumping around like crazy, but the gold Lamborghini was fucking dope.
Ooh, that was nice.
That was fucking sick. That was aspirational,
right? I saw one in Beverly Hills,
I
rolled down my window and just kept screaming, cool car, cool car, and they didn't roll down their window.
It's a flex and a half if you have
a gold Lamborghini.
You're just saying, hate me.
Yeah, hate me. I have so much fucking money and I don't fucking
care.
It's
perfect for Roman's character. All to reveal that the reason it needed to be gold was for a brief moment to blind the drivers of the...
That's
cause a reflection. That was it.
Honestly, I love those little things.
Me too.
I love that it's like a whole complex thing that's like, we're just going to blind somebody.
And I like that Han was mad that he was in like a British car. Like there's a lot of fun stuff
Itty
like
bitty
that.
Itty little car. Oh. Family. Well.
Let's... get some reviews from the
Raiden.
Toretto Gazette. Oh, that's what it is. Excuse me.
Salud mi familia. Money will come and go, we know that. The most important thing in life will always be the Gabrus and Nicole vibrating at identically horny wavelengths to God's favorite movie series right here, right now. We were pretty horny for him.
Reese Wallace, you are correct, sir.
Very, very
ma'am,
correct.
Person. You are correct,
very
fam.
Very correct. I was so horny for Jason Momoa. The whole time.
I had that like weird kind of heterosexual reaction to him where I'm like, I want to be him. Wait, I think that means you kind of want to blow him.
And that's great. That's okay.
And like Cena and
he looks so good in those shorts.
He looks so, I know. That's the part I was like, damn, Cena, pull that off.
Like these legs.
He's got him.
Yes.
Dude's a fucking buff.
He's so nice too.
Yeah, I know. That makes me, when you told me that, I was so happy.
The nicest.
Yeah. And he smells really good.
He smells so good. He mix and matches his colognes.
Dude's a fucking
legend. He'll be like,
ledge.
Oh, I mix sandalwood with elderberry. I don't know.
Yeah. So awesome. And everyone looked fucking hot in this movie. So our horniness was at peak level the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited for Fast 11. This is a movie where everyone is so good looking that like the 81-year-old matriarch. Rita Moreno was a dime piece in this.
God, I don't know if we said it, but I loved how they acted like she was there the whole time.
You did. Like
it just blew my mind. I leaned over to my friend. I was like, this is her first time in this series.
Yeah,
and she was like, really? And I was like, we've never seen her before.
I like when Mia's like, quiet, let Abuelita speak. And then it's like, oh, right. They're Latino?
Maybe.
But their name is Toretto. So they're half Italian, half Spanish. And then it's like, what is John Cena then? Because Mia does look ethnically ambiguous enough that you can believe almost anything of her.
Yeah.
Cena's got corn. Like, his family ate a lot of corn.
Yeah. I will say this. I think they put bronzer on him.
Ooh, that's an old wrestling trick.
Oh, is it?
Well, I mean, those guys were always like, how tan were wrestlers for like
you
our
know
whole
what?
Life?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I always thought it was crazy growing up that Hulk Hogan was like the color of a hot dog.
That is so
and
funny.
And then someone revealed that he's like
man.
A white man. You're like, oh yeah, but it's because I'm a white man too, but my skin gets pretty dark because
I
get out
pretty,
in the sun.
You're pretty dark around the neck.
I get out in the sun.
Yeah, you get a little sun. Yeah. Just a little sun.
The half Italian starts popping when I get in the sun.
The Toretto. Toretto's Italian, right?
It sounds Italian, but. Who knows? I don't want to. Who am I? All you need
is
a white.
Yeah, who are we to decide what ethnicity
a white dude
these
on a podcast
are?
Going, Toretto is Italian. He's not a fucking Latino guy. Trust me.
Yeah. I like that they're ethnically ambiguous.
I think it's fun.
And I do love that Lil B is darker than both of his parents. Yeah. Because, what is her name? Elena is like a white Brazilian.
Yeah.
And then Dom is pretty light, and Lil B, ooh baby, Lil B's pretty dark.
I know. Well, it's confusing because Dom's got the filter on the whole time in the movie, so you don't know what filter he's using.
Lil B looks more like Letty's child.
Yes, that's why early on in the movie when he hugs her and it says like "Thanks, mom," and she has like a weird reaction. Uh-huh. I was like, "Oh right,
yeah, that's not his."
He
mom.
Looks the most like Letty. Yeah, and Michelle Rodriguez is the only one who doesn't have stolen Latino valor in this movie. She's
Rodriguez.
Yeah, exactly.
I will say, according to this website that I'm looking at, it is most common in Brazil as a last name.
Oh, Toretto?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe that's why we keep returning to Rio de Janeiro.
Because he's Brazilian?
Because he's Brazilian?
Yeah, that would make sense. He would speak.
Okay.
He's Corona makes less sense at that point. Like, wait, whatever. Corona's an LA thing. We can give him an LA thing.
Yeah, it's an East LA thing. Yeah.
I like that Anya is like, according to this website I'm on, Pornhub.
Pornhub.com.
The way she said this website made it seem like she didn't want to tell us what it was. The way this website, Tucker Carlson's homepage.
I was like, I wouldn't cite it as a source. It says fourbears.io. Like, I don't know what that is.
Fourbears.io. Yeah. I know exactly what that is.
Pornhub.com.
Yeah, me, Mish, and Gamberling were in that video.
Do you want to read this review?
Sure.
We're not done yet. You put your hat on, you try to leave?
Yeah, I'm trying to get the fuck out of here. No, I just realized my hat was just next to me this whole time. I binged, this is from Orange Freshie. More, please. I binged through the entire podcast during the pandemic and forgot to check back when they started Marvel movies. Recently caught back up, and TBH, to be honest, I forgot how much I love this podcast. It's so good. The guests are so good. I love the movies, and I love how much Lauren and Nicole love and or hate the movies. The first person ever who lets Lauren and Nicole have their own opinion in the reviews. I love that. Most people are like, I hate that they hate it, or I hate that they love it. I'm two movies into this current season, and I'm already sad I'm going to run out in like 20 more hours.
Aww.
Please keep doing this. Suggestion for new topics. Post-apocalyptic young adult franchises, Hunger Games, Divergent, etc., Godzilla, James Bond, pretty solid reco, Batman.
Ding, ding, we're going to do it!
Wait, what?
We're going to do Batman.
Oh, shit. You guys got to have me back on. I'm going to call which Batman movie.
Fucking, of course.
Of course. I mean,
I've only seen one Batman movie.
Oh, that's
awesome.
And it's
the latest one.
Oh, with Rob Pattinson.
I loved it.
I'm very excited for you to watch the Tim Burton Batmans, the first two. I think you're going to fucking love
it. Is that with Jim Carrey? Is he in
The first one is with Jack Nicholson as the Joker, and the second one is with Danny DeVito as the Penguin.
Oh,
and also,
what,
have me on for two, because that's Catwoman, and I can get V horny talking about Michelle Pfeiffer.
I've seen the costume, and I've seen her with the whip. It's very hot.
She's very good. Yeah, it's the movie is fucking awesome. They're both and they're both really, because Burton's such a fucking wild director, and like it was before there was like a style to you know, superhero
action movies. Yeah.
So it's like I'm very there's a lot of great movies in the oeuvre for you to watch, because Batman Forever's got nipples on the Batman suit, like there's
nipples.
Val Kilmer, you got Val Kilmer. Like, you get so many different Batmans. You get Keaton, Kilmer, George Clooney.
George Clooney's a Batman.
Yeah, Christian Bale is a Batman, and fucking Rob Pattinson's a Batman. You get a lot of Batman.
I know Christian Bale was a Batman.
He's in the three Christopher Nolan ones, the gritty ones, which I think you might like too, but you're definitely going to love the OG crazy like 80s Batmans. They're so fun and goofy.
Okay, because I used to watch the TV show as a kid.
The old school one. Like
yeah,
the,
where they'd
Adam
be like,
West.
Slap!
Yes, that shit is fucking awesome.
Yeah, that
I hope
was
you,
fun.
You guys will probably touch on that, I'm assuming.
Probably. I don't know. I haven't seen it in years.
There is a movie version of that Batman series. Yeah, it's really fun. Famously, I saw it when I was a kid for the first time, and the thing that made me laugh the most is Batman is hanging off a bat off the Batcopter over the ocean. A shark jumps up and bites his leg and is holding his whole leg. He punches it twice, can't get it off, screams up to Robin, who's flying the Batcopter, and says, "Throw me the shark repellent." He opens a glove box, and there's four cans in there, and it's like squid repellent, piranha repellent. He's like, grab shark repellent, drops it. Batman sprays the shark, and the shark falls off.
That's very funny.
Get hyped.
That's very, very funny.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing with that series. They get a little, very cheeky.
Grab me the shark repellent.
And it's multiple repellents. No. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Dink. That's funny.
You guys are going to have some fucking fun, man.
Okay.
I'm stoked.
I was dreading it.
But yeah, I think Batman, I think Bond would have been a fun one too, because they get pretty horny and a lot of hunky and good looking people in those. But
Daniel Craig is a Bond?
Daniel Craig's a Bond, but so is Sean Connery, Roger Moore, Pierce Brosnan, Timothy Dalton, you know.
Oh, I don't know anybody.
Well, it gets older and British as you go back. So they're even actors that you don't have much of other careers outside of Bond. You know?
Oh, I see.
But I'm stoked for you with Batman. I'm stoked for the listeners to listen to you guys after watching Batman. That's going to be fun.
Well, first episode drops August 15th. Oh, that's so soon. I got to start watching. So subscribe to this feed and look out for newcomers coming your way. Gabriel, do you have anything you want to plug?
Of course. If you like hearing me talk about movies, I talk about movies every week on my podcast, The
Action Boys.
Now, it's a Patreon podcast, so it's behind a paywall, but we got some free episodes out there, and they are guaranteed to be longer than the runtime of the movies, which is not a positive necessarily. But on a Patreon, it's more minutes per dollar, at least. And again, I know that's not necessarily for everyone. The show is impenetrable. Enjoy.
And High and Mighty.
Oh, and High and Mighty, another HeadGum podcast. Yeah, I'm on there. Byer's been on there. All the guests, everyone that you love from HeadGum has been on that. And 101 Places to Party Before You Die, now on something called Max.
Max.
Please check out Max.
Max.
Y'all are showing Max now.
My son Max is now an app you can watch on TV.
It's so weird.
It's
Max.
So fucking weird.
I was saying earlier, I was like, why didn't they just name it Warner Brothers? It's a huge name.
No sense.
There's a literal studio called Warner Brothers. There's not a Max studio.
When we got HBO Max, everyone's like, Max? Just call it HBO.
Just call it
and people
HBO.
Are like, got
but
it.
Also,
get rid of the
like,
HBO. And you're like, what?
But I was like, why did we get HBO? Why didn't we get a Warner Brothers streaming service?
It makes so much more. Or just a fucking full new name. And it's like Ted. And you just watch Ted.
Honestly, again, I'm repeating myself. I said earlier, here's what we should have done. We need to get in a time machine and stop Netflix. So all of the networks should have banded together to form their own streamer where they all license to each other and not to Netflix.
Yes, please.
And I don't understand why they didn't do that. Why do we have all of these different fucking streamers.
Why do I have cable again? And I just can't find anything. I gotta go on. I gotta Google where does this show air?
Yeah.
And then I go, oh, that's the one service I don't have. Yeah. Now I gotta add Paramount Plus.
AMC Plus?
Yeah, I know.
What? I know. Why is this AMC have a streaming platform?
I was talking to Tiffany about this and I was thinking, like, it might be cheaper for me to get rid of everything and just buy shows a la carte. Oh. Not even cable. Just be like, oh, this is the, I want to watch Abbott Elementary. It's like, buy the season pass.
I mean, that way you own it. Like, right. Everything else is being, like, ripped off platforms and shit.
And then I think it would be interesting because I would find out, is the residual structure off purchases better for creators? Because then that might be the thing that helps. But then the only places you can really buy seasons through is like Apple. So they're going to take a slice and then Apple's going to make loot. Yeah, it's complicated.
Wild. Well, Gabriel.
Well, hey, it's bleak here, folks. But you know where it's not bleak? In the Fast Universe.
We love the Fast and the Furious. That's where I find my sunshine. That's it for us. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Was a HeadGum original.